بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ رب العالمین، الصلاۃ والسلام علی رسولہ و خیر خلقہ سیدنا و نبینا محمد و علی آلہ و اصحابہ اجمعین. سو ایز یو نو دیٹ وی ہیو بین اسٹڈیئنگ دیز آیات، دے آر اباؤٹ دا کوالٹیز آف گڈ بلیورس، مؤمنین. سو اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی He is saying in the continuation of in today's ayat, and those mu'mineen, those believing men and women who are verifying the truth of the Day of Judgment. So look at these words, وَالَّذِينَ. وَالَّذِينَ means and all of those. So this is the plural of الَّذِي. يُصَدِّقُونَ, it is from تَصْدِيق. So yusaddiquna, who are verifying the truth. Tasdeeq means attesting, verifying the truth, accepting the truth. Truth of what? Bi yawmiddin, the Day of Judgment. Yawmiddin, like Maliki yawmiddin, right? So yawmiddin is the Day of Judgment. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ. And those, وَالَّذِينَ again, and those whom they, whom is pronoun, means they, yani مؤمنين. مِنْ عَذَابِ رَبِّهِمْ, from the punishment of their Lord, مُشْفِقُونَ, they are fearful. They have the fear of the عذاب of their Rabb. Right? So they are always awful and they have the fear of the azab of their Rabb, and that's why they try to stay away from the evil things, and they are following the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have the life of obedience and they are staying away from disobedience.
What is mushfiqoon?
Mushfiqoon. Fearful. Those who have the fear of the azab of their Rabb.
What is the root word for this?
Shafaq.
Shafaq.
And when you bring it to Bab If'al, it becomes Ishfaq. Ashfaqa yushfiqu Ishfaq. It means having the fear. Inna azab rabbihim ghayru ma'moon. Indeed. Inna means indeed. Azab Rabbihim, the azab of their Lord. Ghayru ma'moon, no one is secure. This is the reality that every servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must have this fear that no one is secure from the punishment of their Lord. Everyone has to work for that, to protect himself, to save himself. Everyone has to look for the ways that he can secure himself from the punishment of their Lord. There is no guarantee for every person or any person that he will be saved just because of any reason. Right? This is a very true reality. So غَيْرُ مَأْمُون. مَأْمُون means is secure. غَيْرُ, not secure. Right? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. And another quality of these mu'mineen, that they are protecting, they are guarding their modesty. So وَالَّذِينَ, and those whom they are حافظون, guarding, لفروجهم, modesty. The literal meaning of فروج is the private parts of the individual. Yes, فروج is the plural of فرج. So فرج, this is like private parts, meaning they are also protecting themselves against the illegal relations of these sexual relations, right? Illa ala azwajihim, except through the legal means. And through what are the legal means? Illa ala azwajihim, with their spouses. So illa means except, ala means on, azwaj means spouses, him, their spouses. If they are men, so they are with their wives. If they are wives, with their husbands. أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ, or those with those who are their right hands own, any possession. Like in the old days when there was slavery system allowed, and those who were the masters of those servants, so it was also legal and allowed to have these sexual relations with their female slaves. So it was, it's no more at this time, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the custom that was prevalent in the society at that time.
So was that allowed from Islamic perspective also at that time?
At that time, yes. It was accepted in the throughout the society. So these ayat are revealed in the beginning period of Islam, and it was accepted as the norm in the society or in the custom.
In the case of a woman, would she also refer to her husband as azwaj?
Yes.
It's both ways.
Both ways. Spouses, yes. So men for women, women for men.
So, aw ma malakat.
Aw ma malakat aymanuhum, the literal meaning, or those that their right hands possess. So, malakat is from
milk
ownership, ayman, right hand. So, this is the expression in Arabic to say about this possession or right, like if you have the possession of something, meaning your right hand owns that. أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. So then these people are not blameworthy. فَإِنَّهُمْ, so indeed they are غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ, they are not blameworthy. مَلُوم is from مَلَامَت. مَلَامَت is blaming someone, accusing someone with something. So they are not blameworthy. Yani this is our legal way, this is allowed. فَمَنِبْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. As far as those who seek beyond that, any illegal relations, those who have the illegal relations, they are transgressors. They are the one who are going beyond the limits, crossing the boundaries. Okay. So فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى, those who are seeking, ابْتَغَى, يَبْتَغِي means to seek, to go for that. وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ, beyond that. وَرَاءَ means beyond, ذَلِكَ that. فَأُولَٰئِكَ, so those people are the one who are transgressors. Adun. Adun is also jama plural. It means those who are transgressors, those who are crossing the limits. So, wara azalika, beautiful, just one word, and it is encompassing all the illegal ways of this relationship. Meaning, if someone is not married yet, so before the marriage, he without the wedlock, without wedding, if someone has this kind of relationship, that person, a man or a woman, is transgressor. After the marriage, someone has legal ways, but in extra, after the marriage, you know, has this relationship, illegal also, so that also comes in that. So any kind of relation that is not endorsed by Islam, that is not approved by Islam, all these kinds, they come under this ayah. فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. Beyond. Yes. صدق الله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله وخير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا محمد.